Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle, and now Pocahontas area and Indians co-head coach Roger Summerlott joins us on the program as the Indians make it a successful homecoming night, winning over East Sac County 21-14 final score. Win for you, coach. First of all, your overall thoughts on the game?
Well, certainly it was, you know, a really good football game. We knew East Sac was, you know, just on tape, was a pretty good football team. Their record's a little deceiving. They've kind of found who their quarterback is now, and their running backs, not all of them played in all the games. So they were all there a week ago when they won over Clarinda, and then, you know, last night. So they've really, they're a really good football team, and they're big and they're physical. They can run the ball and throw effectively if they need to. But it definitely was a good football game. We were ahead 21-6 at half, and they scored once in the second, and we did not. So it was 21-14, and they got inside our 30 a couple times in the second half, and we were able to hold them. So that was a good deal. So
all three of your scores coming through the airwaves continues to show what kind of progress that Connor Schoening has made.
Yeah, Connor's done a really nice job, and you know, just some of the things after the game Mike and I were talking about, just that last year when we played East Sac, we were probably, our pass protection probably broke down and got sacked four or five times. We didn't get sacked last night. And he threw to four or five different receivers, and threw three touchdowns, and just was able to make some good throws. And you know, they were still playing eight guys in the box to stop a run, and so it's kind of daring you to throw the football. So we were able to get that done. And last year when we played East Sac, I think we had five or six turnovers, and we had zero. This time, so that was a big thing.
And one of your touchdowns was an 83-yarder?
Actually, Connor Schoening had stepped beside a guy and then got around and on a pass play, and I don't know if they thought he was running or what, but he hit Caleb Rickey at about 35 yards, and he was wide open, and he took it there, but he had a pinpoint pass right to him. It was great.
And so 21-6 at half, East Sac scores on the first series of the second half, but that would be all as far as the points went last night, as you guys in the second half couldn't get anything going offensively. Was it a case where their defense really just bogged down? I see yours did, especially when the Raiders got going, as you clamped down three times, stopping them in your territory between the 20 and 28-yard line.
Yeah, you know, our defense did a great job doing that, and their defense was playing really well against our run, and actually the first two series of the third quarter. You know, we have a third and one, and we have a penalty, so we penalized ourselves out of a first down the second time. You know, we were just giving the ball to Case, and actually Connor Schoening and Case feet tangled up, and he tripped Case, and there was a hole big enough I could have walked through it, so and got the first down. But that happens sometimes in football. So our first two series, that hurt us tremendously, because we could have kept the football and had it in our hands, and the field position changes a little bit. So, but overall, you know, I just. You know, a shout out to our kids. They just kept playing and playing hard. And you know, I know once in the first half, one of their backs kind of broke through the line and got running, and our backside corner made the run down. You know, and so it's a 30-yard gain instead of a touchdown, and allows you to go to the next play. And you know, those kind of plays, we had two or three of those, and those are really important.
Indians win. They're now 4-1 and on the road the next 2 weeks, back into district play next Saturday, going to Lake Mills. Pokie co-head coach Roger Summerlott, thanks so much for the time, and we'll chat again soon. Good luck next Friday.
Okay. Okay, thanks.